ago. All that remained was for him to slip the coils of his mortal frame. The difference was a cause. He wouldn't end up as a page two news story, caught stealing hubcaps and gunned down in the street. And neither would the men he had brought. Hussein may have recruited him, and the other two may have changed their names, diving headlong into the myth of the Islamic State, but he was the leader of their small group, just as he had been inside. With that mantle came a responsibility. A man in black, completely covered from head to toe like something out of a Star Wars movie, began walking his way. Jacob inwardly grimaced. His name was Abu Yabba Dabadu, or some other unpronounceable Arabic crap, but Jacob called him Ringo, as in the Beatles. An Islamic fighter from England, he and others like him considered themselves above Jacob and his band because they were of Arabic descent. Ringo was Yemeni. Jacob was a mutt. "So, Jacob, are you ready for your first kill?" He drew out the name Jacob, showing his disdain for the biblical reference and the fact that Jacob refused to take an Arabic one.